Thank you. Because he received the knowledge from Vyasadeva and other sages very perfectly on account of his becoming submissive and serious. This is the first qualification. Now they are asking, what he has taught the best way of achievement, the highest goal of life. And the sun. Just make it easy. In the next verse, it will be explained why easy things are required in this age. Very difficult execution of spiritual life, austerity, penance, it's not possible. People are so fallen that they cannot accept any serious type of austerity. It is not possible. Therefore, the yoga system is not at all possible in these days. As we have several times discussed, it is very difficult. Yang Niyam, the very beginning is Yam Yam, controlling, everything controlling, not to be licentious, everything controlling. Yoga life begins, yoga in the Sangha. The real purpose of practicing yoga is controlling the senses. Our senses are so strong, we have discussed many times, that even the greatest learned man falls victim to sense enjoyment. He is the greatest learned. In the Shastra, therefore, it is order. Matra Shastra Duhitrava Navi Vityasane Vase Balaman Indiya Grama Vidyan Shukhi Karshukhi. Matra means mother, with mother. Sastra is sister. Vihitra is daughter. Navi Vityasane Vase. Never sit down in a lonely place, even with your mother, even with your sister, or even with your daughter. Balavan Indiya Grama. The Indiya Grama, all the senses, especially the sex, is so strong that Vidyan Sati Karsati, even one is very learned, very well educated, still he is attracted. Therefore, this is the basic principle of our conditioned life, the sex. We are in this material world. Material world means to get this material body, and material body means subjected to the tribulations of material needs. This is called conditioned life. As soon as you get a material body, we have to undergo the pains and pleasures of this. No pleasure or pain, we have to undergo. This is suggested. Matrasvarsha, as soon as you get a material body, immediately according to the seasonal changes, just like in London city, sometimes you are feeling cold, sometimes you are feeling very warm. As the season changes, so the material nature will go on changing, and because your material body is susceptible to all the influence of that changes, you will feel pain and pleasure. No pleasure, always pain. The same one is pleasure at some time, and the same one is pain at the same time. In summer season, warm is not very pleasing, but in the winter season, the same warmth is pleasing. So warmth is pleasing or painful according to the seasonal changes. Krishna advised Arjuna that don't be subjected to the seasonal change. Agama paina anitya. They come and go. Don't be very serious about that. Whenever there is some reverse condition of life, don't be disturbed. Because they will come and go. So our real business is Krishna consciousness. So then, how this Krishna consciousness can be developed? By the easiest method. Tattva tattva anjasa ayusman bhavata jad vinishitam. Now, this question is asked from a person who is self-realized, not from a shopkeeper. Tad vijnanartham guru meva avidacche. Here is a guru because he has learned sufficiently from Vyasadeva and other sages. Therefore, they are asking from him, not from him. Ayusman, their blessing, be blessed with long span of life. Although he was young, he still is asking, they are asking, just a learned Brahmin and Siddha. So what you have decided to be the easiest process to achieve the highest goal of life. Pungsam ekantata sriyas. Ekantata, absolute, sriyas. Sriyas means benefit. There are two kinds of benefit. One is called priyas and one is called sriyas. Priyas means immediately very pleasing, immediately. The sense, sense satisfaction, very pleasing, immediately. But sriyas means ultimate goal. Ultimately, just like a child, for him, priyas means he wants to play. He doesn't want to go to school. And but his sriyas is that he must go to school, must be educated, so that his future life may be secure. That is called Shreya. So our life, this human form of life, should be used for Shreya. It is said, Pungsam etantata Shreya. We should not be attracted by the prayas. Prayas, but modern education, is so nasty that they encourage prayers, especially in the, not in this country, everywhere, that boys and girls are not checked, rather encouraged, encouraged in the matter of immature sex life. Prayers. They want it, all as good, take tablets, Arangya. This is dangerous. For this reason, the generation has become degraded. Because they are not aiming at the Shreya. They are simply aiming at the prayer, immediate pleasing thing. They do not know that immature sex life spoils the brain, spoils strength, everything is spoiled. Student life, brahmachari, sister is very nice. If he keeps brahmachari without any sex life, then his brain becomes very potent. He can remember, memory becomes very sharp. Body strength becomes very solid. In this way, his life becomes very solid for future sphere. But that's not the thought at the present moment. But here, you see, the great sages are asking, Pungsam ikantata sphere. Sam na samsitam amiti. Kind is this guy. What is it upset? This is Balinda. Everyone should be inquisitive for the ultimate benefit of life. The ultimate benefit of life. The ultimate benefit of life is to stop the duplication of birth and death, old age and disease. That is what I'm saying. But they do not know. Then?
The acharyas and the
Guru
Swami are always well wishers
for the general company. Yes. The acharyas and Guru Swami, their dignity, just like our acharyas, Sara Guru Swami, they left their service, big service, ministry, and by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they went to Vrindavan. But what for? Going to Vrindavan and sleeping and eating? No, not for that. They, rather at home, they had time to sleep more. But when they went to Vrindavan, they were sleeping only 1.5 hour to 2 hours only. At the present moment, when a man becomes old, he requires more rest. But according to Vedic civilization, no rest, more work. More work. These Goswamis, they were deputed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time, this Vrindavan, which you have seen, now it is a nice city, but during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was a big field only, that's all. Nothing on there. Everything, all Krishna's lila, was vanished. Not vanished, it was not given. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw one small hole, little water, and he indicated, this is Radhakam. Then Radhakam Dhamma. So these Goswamis, they were watching very hard. And a special business was there. Nana Shastra Vicharanai Kanitano. They were very expert in scrutinizing, in studying all the daily reasons. Nana Shastra. Shastra. Not ordinary knowledge. They are also reading. Nana Shastra Vichara Nahi Kani Suno. Just like Rupa Goswami has quoted so many verses, so many incidents from different shastras. How the Bible Grassi is stated there. And combining Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu, which has translated in Nectar of the Goswami. So, this nature of devotion, because formally, whatever is given under Vedic evidence, people will accept. False. Correct. Therefore, Nana Shastra Vicharane, they used to collect all the Vedic references and put into the Bhaktisamrita Sindhu to establish that Bhagavad Bhakti, devotional service to the Lord, is the ultimate goal of life. Nana sastra vikara nenka nipuno, sad dharma samasthapako, sad dharma, not asad dharma. Asad dharma means referring to the body, karmakanda. Kurmi, they are engaged in asad dharma, not sad dharma. Because the body is asat. Antavati me deha, nitya sokta sarijina. Ime deha. This body is antavat. It is to be perishing. That is asat. Asatomang, sadgamang. The Vedic Indian says, don't be addicted to this asat in this bodily comforts of life. Sadgamang. Try to revive your eternal life. These are the daily things. So therefore, Bhagavad says, Jashanta Buddhi Kunapeti Dhaduke, Sayava Gokara. Anyone who is accepting this body as self, he is no better than any. Gokara. Go means thou and Kara means act. Then the whole Vedic literature is yeah. How to get the spirit soul who is now entangled or encased in this material body? That is sattva. That is sanatana. Sattva means sanatana, which exists. Sanatana means itana. What is sattva? That is itana. What is asa? That is temporary. So these bhushanis, they engage themselves in studying all the different Vedic literature, nana sastra vikara naikali pula. They are very expert, scrutinizing, studying, and it was putting in his Bhaktivinoda Samrita, so many other books also. Why? Sattvam, samasthap. Sattvam means a spiritual life, not this life, just like these modern material scientists, they are discovering so many things simply for the comfort of this body. Not for any spiritual advance. Therefore, asat. Ratan Das Thakur said, satasanga chari kainu asate nila. I have given up satsanga, association, wherein I can learn about spiritual advancement of life. Asata vilas, I am engaged, enjoying this asat, this body. Body means the senses. Satasanga charipainu asata vilas. Te karane lagilo mor forma mando phan. I have become entangled in the action and reaction of spirituality. That is the lamentable condition of present civilization. People are becoming intent. He does not know, one does not know that so long the mind will be absorbed in this karma. Karma means bodily activity. I will have to accept another one. And there is risk. I do not know whether I shall be able to accept a body, human body. There are 8,400,000, any body I have to accept as it is given by nature. Prakite kriyamana, neguna ikarmana. I am associating a different quality. And prakriti is recorded, or automatically it is being recorded, what type of body it will have next time. Prakite kriyamana, neguna ikarmana, sarvati. अहंकार विमुलात्मा कर्ता हम निपन्नते कारणं गुणसंगाश्चात् सदसत् जन्मजोनिषु. Why one is born in high family, rich family? Why other is poor family? Because one is born in lower animals, one is born in a demigod. What is that reason? Karana. The reason is karanam gunasangasya. he has associated with a particular type of the material quality. Therefore, he has to accept the particular type of quality. Karanam guna sampadana. Therefore, we are interesting. Our students associate with the good quality. Good quality. Good to the best quality of association is devotional charity, the devotee. Because they are transcendental, about goodness. About goodness. Just like you are living in this temple. This is about goodness. According to Vedic, if you live in the forest, that is good, goodness, association with goodness. Because there is no material contamination. Simple life in the forest. Or in the, not in the village, in the forest. Therefore, formerly all the sages and saintly persons used to live in the forest. That is goodness. And if you live in the city, that is association with passion. And in the city, if you live in the brothel, in the liquor shop, gambling, that is association with ignorance. Three times. But if you live in the temple, that is transcendent, that is waiting. So in this way, we have to detach ourselves from the association of the three gunas. Krishna advice also. Prayunna visaya veda, nishtayunna bhavajuna. As you know, just become transcendental to the three gunas. Sagunan samatittayetan, brahmam huyayakalpate. Who can transcend these three gunas? We have to go above goodness. Here in this material world, goodness is supposed to be very nice quality. But here the goodness also, nice temperance, there is chance of being affected or infected with the other parts. So we can at least we have to transcend the rajastama. Tadarajastama bhava. Samaloha dayasthi. Rajastama. The quality of passion and ignorance. These the symptoms of this quality is kama and lobha. Lust and greediness. So long there is lust and greediness, lust for sex, lust for opposite sex, this is called lust, and greediness to eat more than we can digest. So while these two things are there, lust and greediness, that means we are now being conducted by the ignorance and past. And when there is prominence of goodness, then we can understand what is God, what I am, what is this world. There is knowledge. And above this, transcendental, simple, not only knowledge, but practical application of knowledge in life. That is called Shuddha-tattva. Practical application. Only theoretically know, yes, there is God, there must be God. That is theoretical knowledge. Practical knowledge is when you engage yourself in the service of the Lord. That is Shuddha-tattva. So here the question is, yes, Tumsamitantatasthriyas tanna samsitumma. Now we are very much eager to hear from you, listen from you. Kindly, let us know what is the easiest method to achieve the highest goal of life. This is the point. So, next verse, please. What?
Your expression is spiritual well-being.
spiritual well-being is automatically followed by material well-being.
Yes. Spiritual well, that is our Krishna consciousness. That if the society becomes Krishna conscious or spiritually advanced, the so-called material advancement will automatically be there. There is no skill. For example, take for practical example, we have got about 100 centers. So we are simply engaged in Krishna consciousness business. So far our material necessities are concerned, we are not badly situated. We are living in a nice house, we are eating nice foodstuff, we have got nice dress, and the devotees look very nice, bright faces. What is wrong with it? What is wrong with it? But we are not busy for earning money, or going to the office, or going to the factory, or so many other sources of business. So depending on Krishna, Krishna is supplying them. Krishna says, Yuvakshimam Mahamaham Sivam Nityarajatthanam. If anyone is completely engaged in spiritual advancement of life, then Yuvakshimam Mahamaham, I get charge of Yuvakshim. Yuvakshim means that is not in position to supply the taxes. And Shima means that is already no skill. For example, take for practical example, we have got about 100 centers. So we are simply engaged in Krishna consciousness business. So far our material necessities are concerned, we are not badly situated. We are living in a nice house, we are eating nice foodstuff, we have got nice dress, and the devotees look very nice, bright faces. What is wrong with it? What is wrong with it? But we are not busy for earning money, or going to the office, or going to the factory, or so many other sources of business. So depending on Krishna, Krishna is supplying them. Krishna says, Yuvakshimam Mahamaham Sivam Nityarajatthanam. If anyone is completely ending in spiritual advancement of life, then Yuvakshimam Mahamaham, I get charge of Yuvakshim. Yuvakshim means that is not in position to supply the taxes. And Shima means that is already present to protect our welfare. So, just like if a child, he is completely dependent on the parents, the parents has the sense that my child requires at this time this thing. They are already there. He hasn't got to bother. The child does not know to ask for the parents. But the things are there. Similarly, Krishna, he supplies everything, everyone. Eko bahunam pridati kama. Actually, Krishna is supplying everything. What he has got. We are eating, whatever we are eating, we cannot manufacture in the factory. It is supplied by Krishna. Eko bahunam pridati kama. Everything is being supplied. What to speak of? Animal as a human life. In the animal life, the necessities are the eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Everything is there. Eating, there is enough fruit in the in the tree. The bird says nicely jumping over from one tree to another tree. Sleeping, they have got a nest at night very without any disturbance, the tree. Mating, with the bird, there are two eggs, one male and one female. That's why it's here. Defending, they know the bird if you attack, they immediately go up. He knows how to defend. They, you see, the tendons part. This one, As soon as you're passing, immediately jump over the water, you know how to get back. In this morning, there is small mouse. He has gone up to collect the sweetmeat. So these intelligences are there, even in the lowest current, even in the eye. So advances of civilization, how to make this body comfortable, that is not advancement of civilization. That kind of civilization is there even in the cats and dogs. They know. Nobody has to go to university to learn how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life, how to defend. Nobody has to go. It doesn't require education. It is already there, everyone. If you attack me, I shall immediately defend with my hand. You see? No, so, ekantata shreyas means don't spoil this human form of life only for satisfying the animal purpose. You try to advance in spiritual consciousness. That is ekantata shreyas. What is the next?
Nasai is therefore the direction spiritual well-being.
That is Acharya. Acharya does not write any book of sex psychology, pride philosophy. That is Acharya. Acharya gives direction how one can make a advance in spiritual life. That is Acharya. Right?
Well, seeing the confidence in the particular stage of COVID and the Iron Age of war, the sages requested that Sri Swami give a summary over the scriptures because the people of the days are condemned to this matter.
But the directions should be taken from scriptures. But there are many scriptures. So Acharya, just like Hussain, they would read all the scriptures and take the essence of it and give it to the disciples. That you act. Because he knows what to give, how to manipulate, so that his account of affairs will be achieved, ultimately. Therefore, the Acharya knows how to adjust things, and at the same time keep pace with the spiritual India. That is Acharya. It is not that the same thing to be applied everywhere. He is eager to engage actually the people in the real benefit of life, but the means may be different. Just like my Guru Maharaj. He is the first time that he allowed the sannyasi to drive on a motorcycle. The sannyasi never drives in a motorcycle. But not for sense gratification. Suppose we are going by aeroplane. The sannyasi should walk. The Jain sannyasi, they never ride on a car. You know that. You know that. They never ride on a car. And now they are also riding. But suppose we are fishing now. I came from India. If I would say, I am a sannyasi, I will not ride in a car or aeroplane, I must walk. Then what kind of preaching would have been? So, therefore, it depends on the attack, how to adjust things. So my Guru Maharaj said, alright, go on preaching on a motor car, it doesn't matter. These Goswamis, they went to Vrindavan, serious type of hostility. They used to live underneath the tree. Now, if in this case, I advise you that you also live underneath the tree, then it will be difficult to preach. Nobody is accustomed in that way, a serious type of hostility. they must be given as well as possible comfortable accommodation. Otherwise they will not come. They will not care. Now this is adjustment. Agar knows how to adjust things. The real purpose is how one will get to spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Keeping one's aim to that point, some consciousness may be given as far as possible, keeping space with the time, circumstance. Then, the sages therefore inquire,
where does the absolute truth should be opened?
The condemned state at the present moment, how the whole world, whole atmosphere is condemned, it describes in the next verse. Prayinal Paiho Sabya Palavasinjana Mandas Mandamatu Mandavya Sukutra Sinita. Prayinal Paiho. His first qualification is short span of life. Short span of life. As I repeatedly say now, in India, the average age, span of life is 30 years. Vitality is so reduced. In this country also, France, vitality is being reduced, strength is being reduced. The more the collegium in advance, the vitality will be reduced, the strength of it. And therefore, the span of life will be reduced. So much so that at the end, almost end, the people will live not more than 30 years. Now we are saying that living up to 70 years, 80 years, or even sometimes 90 years, but gradually it will reduce to such an extent that if a man lives for 20 to 30 years, he will be considered as a very old man. Prayano alpa-ayusha. Kalau asmin jirija. Asmin kalau. Yeah, the first qualification is that the life is very short. Short span of life. Then again, Mandya, lazy, they do not know. Ill-educated, they do not know what is the aim of life. Manda, or slow, sumandamatayo. And if they are clear, one is really, not really, but superficially, so far spiritually, they will capture some Baba, some God, some yogi, some bluffer, and they will follow them. Sumandamata. So many religious sects come out. But original religion is this. Basic religion. But after that, so many, they have come. They have got history. Either this Christian religion, or the Mahavajan religion, Buddhist religion, Jain religion, this religion, that religion, this ism, that ism. There was history. History. It is limited, within the limited time. But this Vedic religion has no beginning or end. Therefore, sumannamatayo, they will theorize in our religion, it is said. So whatever your religion may be, the real purpose of religion is to understand God. How far you understood God? That is practically me, but the formula and the dogma and this and that. Sumandamatayu, Mandya Sumandamatayu, Mandabhagya. And almost every word is unfortunate. They haven't got even means to accommodate the bare necessities of life, eating, sleeping, making. There also. Deficient. Mandasamandamatayo, Mandabhagya, Jipadjuta. And above all these, there is always distance. Sometimes walls, sometimes swimming, sometimes upgrade, sometimes overflow. Just like recently, in New York, there was power plant, you know. So, in this way, we are so much complicated. This is the position. Now, in this condition of life, how you can take up very serious type of self-realization? It is not possible.
All right.